back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted yet again. I did send the email to about George, and the video is online, and I did watch it, and it's, it requires thought. I'm sorry. But it's also meant for those who are followers of Christ. And, I can anticipate the reaction. Well, you're being judgmental. I'm just looking at the scripture, what it says. And if you think I'm wrong, do you have enough love to point it out? The amount of work that it's taking to put all these emails and whatnot online is exhausting. But in the Lord's grace, I've been striving. I remember so well, we were at Stronghold Church, and I got in the habit of getting up often before 5 in the morning. I felt refreshed. I did some work before. Typically, I went to places like Airnet or other places. And I wanted to get back to that. It was a struggle. But at least now, for the last week, maybe even two now, I'm back to that. And I find great joy in that. It's a discipline that's hard to get, but it's I've formed the discipline of walking. I try to form a discipline of doing jumping jacks, doing 64 when I made a smoothie. Afterwards, that became ridiculous, so I do 128 when I do a smoothie, and now I start the day with 256. So I do about 500 a day. And these things I do think are helping me. And now I'm getting up about 5, often before. And I'm pushing throughout the day. It's just after 7, and it's basically the end of the day for me. I delight in this. And I am going to pursue this with as much vigor as I can, because it's important to do all the things necessary to reconcile a family. And I got to stay healthy to do that. I have to be prepared when, in the Lord's mercy, I see reconciliation with anybody, whether it's my wife, any of my kids, Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman. I need to be available. So I'm striving for that. Apparently, I'm striving alone. But I'm going to do what I can. One other thing. The great joy, because this weekend was intense in conversations on the scripture. And like I say, we don't do the fluff stuff. Trying to understand what it is to love well. What is obedience? We did the discussion, what was it, Saturday, looked into, was it Acts 19 and 25, I think it is, where the term, or 17 and 25, where the term religious is used. I think I mentioned this earlier, it's fear of a demagogue. And it's kind of like, because, I do think, one of the things that's become very clear, people say, oh, you're a Christian. The Bible, arguably, I think you can argue in all cases. When the Bible uses the term Christian, it's what outsiders call a follower of Christ. When somebody is described as a follower of Christ, they're described just as that, a follower of Christ or of the way. And, you know, so it's a name that's tagged on. And in that same vein, being religious as a follower of Christ, or that the Bible is a religious text, you can see clearly that the Bible says that that's what people say, but it's less than flattering of the religious. And then, of course, I point out that, you know, the obvious example is the Big Bang is mythology. It is a theory. Science is something that can be observed, or you have a witness by an observer. And we have a witness to creation, Jesus Christ. He saw it, and he tells us about it. So, you know, that's science. So the Bible is not a religious text. It is science and history and a love letter. So, I mean, these things are fascinating. And, you know, it's not that I can say, because of my opinion, I can point you in the text. You know, I have this Shofar book project that I really want to do, and I've been playing with it off and on, but it's so much work. You know, because the way Shofar Next is matured, you want to get to one place to another. It's not do this. It's right there in front of you. I've learned how to do that in order for, you know, communications diagnostics, because that's what it primarily does. And I'm trying to use the same thing on the scripture to be able to look at a word and you say, okay, how's that word made up of? Where does it appear? You know, the obvious things, but specifically, how is that word made? You know, how's it pronounced? You know, and I have some a whole bunch of words in there where you click the button and it, you know, it voice comes out and says it. But you know, it's like it's protos and whatever it is for demagogue. It's the two words combined were not protos. Dalos and something. Anyway, the two words that make up this idea of religious, and to be able to quickly see, oh, it's made up of this. So when we use the English word religious, we don't. It's not the connotation. The connotation that we get is not what it means, and. You know, it's like the word church, you know, I mean, church in the English dictionary, number one meaning, the institution, doesn't mean that at all. It simply does not mean that at all. You know, it is the called out ones. And, you know, it's not only the evidence of the scripture, you know, because it's ek and which is... Anyway, you know, King James himself, statement number three in the instructions to the translation committee, use the word church. Don't use assembly or congregation. And the irony is it's Acts 19, where they use ekklesias in the Greek, and they translate it as assembly in the King James, because it's a crowd of people. And... if you say it was a church there, it would undermine the whole context of the text. Anyway, the scripture is a marvelous document, assuming you understand. It is and truly is God-breathed, meaning the Creator gave us this text. And what he says is clear if you open your eyes to it. But you can't unless he opens your eyes to it. And when he does, it's marvelous. I hope other members of my family have that joy. I got long again. I'm sorry. I want to talk to my family, especially my wife. I want to hold my wife so badly. I pray for her blessing constantly. My lady, I love you.